I only own Catholic people, you know.
Yeah.
All Catholics. But the Slovenians and the Italians never got along in that specific area, by St. George there.
Right.
Because the Slovenians said that they were the first ones into that parish.
Yeah.
And the Italians said, no, we were the first ones into this parish. Right. We made it what it was. And that's what that argument for years was there. It still is. You know.
Yeah.
They don't get along. A lot of them don't get along. So I got involved in that a couple of times. Not for myself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But like a few of my buddies' mothers said, well, why are you hanging around with Diorio? He's Italian. And I heard that. You know.
Yeah.
And I got a little mad. What the hell has that got to do with it, you know?
Mm.
So that
was about, was it in the school? Were there Germans or Swedes or any, were there lots of Irish people in the school?
Two or three that I can remember.
In the whole school.
Right.
So it was mostly Italian.
Croatian, Slovenian,
Croatian,
Italian,
Slovenian.
And Polish.
Lots of Polish?
Not a whole lot.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I would say that compared to all the other things, that there were no Greeks.
Yeah.
No Jewish people. Well, naturally, well, the Jews were going to St. George.
How about when you got to St. Francis?
Oh, different than everybody.
What was that like?
Oh, I met all different kind of people.
Was there
ethnic
tension? Tension between?
Not at all.
No fighting or name calling?
No.
None of that. Were there any black kids there?
Not when I went. There are now.
Yeah, I heard that. I wonder how that is now.
They get along pretty good, what I heard. But at Washington, there's only two, and they don't get along at all.
There's two black kids?
Two black kids in Washington.
There were black kids in Washington a while ago. When I was a freshman.
I don't know. See, I don't agree with that whole thing anyway. You know.
Maybe that's permissive transfer because there's no blacks sitting on the east side. Do you know of any?
No blacks on
the
east side.
Do you want to hear something interesting? In the census tract data for 1960, or maybe it was 1970, I think they listed 32 blacks living on the east side.
Not at all. There's none.
Isn't that amazing? Doesn't that make you suspicious of census tract data?
Yes, very much so, because I know there is none. Because
you can imagine the census taker going along and getting tired and his cold out, so he didn't want to do it anymore, so he just
said, I'll put 32 and call it a day. No, there is none.
As I asked my ex-husband and I asked my mother-in-law, she said no.
Not at all.
She knows everyone there, and she said, I would have heard.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. I work there.
Yeah, sure, you would know.
And there's one black family, or two black families in Hegwisch.
Yeah,
but they've been there
for centuries. Yeah.
But there are none on the east side, and it doesn't look like they'll be getting there for a while.
Oh, I would think never.
Because the people there are very middle class, European people. They don't want to hear about all this nice talk about brother and how we should, you know, they don't want to hear it. Because all they know is through experience. They've seen other neighborhoods go down.
Really?
And everything. They don't want, and they're, you know, they're money people. If their home is worth $30,000, then that's what they want for it. They don't want, whether it be right or wrong about how you feel, your prejudice and animosity. But it's irregardless. If blacks move in and the cost of your home goes down, to them that doesn't make sense. And that's why they don't want them. You know. They don't want to hear all that pretty stuff.
Yeah.
They're very realistic people.
I mean, that's interesting. There was no ethnic tension. I don't remember any from when I was in high school. But then I didn't live on the east side when I was in high school.
You know, we would tease a lot.
A lot of teasing.
A lot of teasing, like the Croatians and Slovaks.
Yeah,
Slovaks.
They have nicknames for the various
schools. Hunkies. They call WAPs, you know, Dagos, Greasers, Guineas. I'm getting mad already.
What's a Guinea?
A Dago. No, I never did get mad. A lot of my buddies, you can't even say jokingly that to them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They get mad.
Well, my buddy DeGrotto, he wouldn't let his mother say it. She's Italian.
Yeah.
He'd say, well, you're Dago. No, I don't, you know, he'd get...
I wonder why.
Don't know.
Hmm.
I don't know. Me, it never made a difference as long as you didn't put your hands on me. You know, them names, that's...
Yeah.
It means nothing. You know, but a lot of my buddies didn't like that Dago and stuff.
Yeah.
Never bothered me because there's nicknames for everybody. You know?
Yeah.
It was just ours.
Hmm.
So I never heard anybody address him as that Italian kid. And my name was always that hunky, that Dago, that kraut, that nigger, that spick. You know, there was no Italian. Nobody was that nice to say that Polish boy. It was that Polak or, you know, real street talk.
Do you have nicknames for various religions?
No.
Call the Protestants anything?
Protestants.
Did you ever hear them call Catholics anything?
What's redneck? Now, I've heard that somewhere before. Is that the...
That's a white bigot. Generally, it applies to the South. You know,
right, I'm
because
sorry.
Because they're next get red out working out in the field.
Okay.
See, there are all those terms that you wouldn't know because you're urban, like...